Chapter 2. The Evil Space Guys. One dark, clear night in Piqua, Ohio, a flaming object was seen streaking across the quiet midnight sky. It shone brightly for a second or two, then fizzled out just above Jerome Horowitz Elementary School. Nobody gave it a second thought. The next day, everything seemed pretty normal. Nobody noticed anything different about the school. Nobody paid any attention to the roof. And of course, nobody looked up and said, "Hey, what's that big spaceship thingy doing on the roof of the school?" Perhaps if they had, the horrible ordeal that followed might never have happened, and you wouldn't be sitting here listening to me tell you about it right now. But they didn't, it did, and, well, here we are. Because as we can all plainly hear, there was a spaceship on top of the building, and inside that spaceship were three of the most evil, hideous, and merciless spacemen ever to set foot on the roof of a small Midwestern elementary school. Their names were Zorx, Clax, and Jennifer. Their mission? To take over planet Earth.
"First," said Zorx, "we must find a way to infiltrate the school."
"Then," said Clax, "we will turn all the children into giant, superpowered, evil zombie nerds."
"Finally," said Jennifer, "we will use them to take over the world."
Zorx and Clax laughed and laughed.
"Silence, you fools," barked Jennifer. "If our plan is to work, we must wait until it is narratively convenient. In the meantime, we will watch their every move on our trinocloscope."